The IRS backs down from a plan to require facial recognition for user accounts. Privacy groups and lawmakers have a successful win over the IRS from requiring facial recognition to log into its website. Instead, the IRS said they're going to use another technology that protects taxpayer data and ensures broad access to online tools, without saying what exactly that means. Facial recognition software, it turns out, has been used by the government for years, and most recently, from May to August of 2020. It was used to, quote, support criminal investigations related to civil unrest, riots, and protests. It turns out even the U.S. Post Office is using very controversial software from the company Clearview AI to recognize people and track down suspects that have stolen packages. What the IRS was planning was for individuals to upload a photo of their driver's license or passport, as well as a selfie, so a computer can compare the two and verify one's identity. This is a plan coming out of the partnership with the company ID.me, a facial recognition software that's being used in 30 states, unemployment agencies, as well as an increasing number of federal agencies. Truly, how much this technology is being used is unknown. Nor is there any real laws or guidelines for how to use it. And doesn't seem like much is in the works. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.